We are back, hour number two on Big Board Sports on this Wednesday. Roger Weiland, Michael Johnson Jr., Hunter DePace across the glass, producer extraordinaire. And we're joined by Josh Perro, who is the baseball coach at Hudson Valley Community College. And they're in the midst of a special season. Let's hope it's a great ending as they are heading to the NJCAA Region 3 Championship Tournament in Cayuga. And he joins us here on 104.5, the Team ESPN Radio. Coach, it's Roger and Michael. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. What a season, right? Did you see this group coming together the way they have come so far?
Absolutely. I mean, all year long, from our staff to our young men, we do a lot together to off the field to kind of get them to come together. And the transformation has been a unique experience. They've been awesome. They give back to the community. They're excellent students. We just had a 2.97 GPA reported. So I'm very proud of who they are on and off the field. So we're just going to keep writing our chapter, as we say, and we're in control of our destiny, and we're looking forward to our matchup Friday with my alma mater.
Oh, Herkimer is your alma mater?
It is. It is. I attended there back in 2007 through 2009.
Very cool. Well, you get them at 2 o'clock on Friday at Falcon Park in Auburn, New York, and earning your first trip to the regionals for the first time since 2018. All right, what is it about the team, Josh, that you like that has made this so far a very special season on the field?
Practice. They're fun. They're committed. They really enjoy going and going to work every day. We have a nice routine. They're fun to be around. They're great kids. It's been it's been a unique experience, and I really do see a special ending for them. They just keep writing their chapter. We have guys that are from the area, a guy like Jacob Lapham from Lansingburg and Michael Talavera from Waterford that have really grown up over the last couple of years as baseball players and as young men, and I'm really looking forward to you know, how this next weekend plays out for them.
All right, let's get to some locals, and I'm huge on the local guys, and you got a bunch of them on this team that are performing for you, and you got a strong right-handed pitcher from Lansingburg. Tell us about Jacob Lapham.
Sure. Jacob came to us the COVID year, and it was he was like 85, 87 out of Lansingburg High School. I grew up in Lansingburg. I have great connections with Coach Joe Hankel, who created the Lansingburg Royals program, and he's a Lansingburg Royals kid. So I got to watch him throw a lot, and he really became committed as a student of the game and really has transformed himself as a pitcher. And now he's a guy who's, you know, anywhere from 90 to 93, touching 95,
nice.
And has a bunch of Division I schools looking at him. Over 82 strikeouts this year, and really just been a leader, you know, on the field and in the community for us. So I couldn't say enough about him as his growth and development while he's been here.
Who gets the ball Friday at 2 o'clock?
Jacob went 120 pitches last Saturday. So we're going with Lewis Misla, who is comparably. Lewis is a kid out of Tampa. Lewis is first team All Region kid back to back years. Played for the Amsterdam Mohawks this summer. Arguably our 1A or 1B, however you look at him and Jacob. It's a great debate our staff has all the time. But they're both phenomenal pitchers and both capable of beating anybody in the country. So we're really looking forward to having them as a back-to-back punch this weekend.
All right, how about at the plate, team leader and best hitter on the team, Josh Foglia from Shaker?
What a guy! And he's going against his former teammates in Trey Mariano and Giovanni Wiggs, who's arguably the player of the region. So you know, and there's a bunch of guys on the other side that he's familiar with, and he's done. And led our program, especially offensively. So I'm really looking forward to what he does this weekend. He's a talented hitter, left-handed hitter, Shaker kid. Grew up in the area, worked with a guy, Scott Chambers, worked really hard to develop who he was as a hitter. So we're really proud of him, and I really think he's going to do great this weekend as well and in the future.
And then let's give a little love to the young man from Waterford and Mike Talavera.
Bam, affectionately known as Bam by all the guys. He's a true hitter. Took 36 bags, and he's a true fun guy to be around. He can play anywhere in the infield. He plays second base for us. He's been an all-region kid back-to-back years, over 100 hits in his career at Hudson Valley, and just a leader offensively, always in the three spots since the day he's, you know, put on the uniform. And he's a guy to be reckoned with at the plate for sure, but definitely a terror on the bases as well.
How do you match up with Herkimer? What do you know about Herkimer, and what can you get by this opening game on Friday?
Absolutely. Like I said, with Luis Mizla on the mound, we could beat anybody. But with our offense and the way we've been hitting and the energy that our dugout brings, and it's not just the starters. It's the Jaden Hughes. It's the guys from Greenwich. It's our guys on the bench. It's the Anthony Rizzos from Shaker. It's the guys that want to be up next, and our Gilderlin guys who have produced outrageously. I think they've all hit 300 this year. It's a great environment to be in. I think our dugout matched up with our pitching and our offense could beat anybody in the country. So I'm really looking forward to what we have and what we're going to do this weekend.
Yeah, so what's the itinerary? When do you leave? How's that going to work?
Taking off Friday morning, 8:30. Steve and Yankee Trails will take care of us. Hopefully we get our same bus driver we always like to get. And then we'll head up to Cayuga, which is in Auburn, New York, play at Falcon Park. Whoever wins will then play in game 5, I believe, or 4. The losers will play right away on Saturday morning. Could be a long day on Saturday. Could be a little bit of weather, but that's what makes tournament college baseball fun. It's a turf field, so, you know, we're all in. We got Yankee Trails, who's always taking care of us. We'll be sitting on the bus waiting, and if God willing, we get the chance to play in the championship, that would be Sunday.
Wow, so this will be all wrapped up in one weekend.
Yeah, they wrap it up because the national championship in Tennessee will begin next weekend. So hopefully we're having the same conversation, same time, same place next week.
Well, it seems you like that, the consistency with the bus driver and Yankee Trails and all that. So let's make it consistent on this show that if you knock down the wins this weekend, we'll do this again same time next week.
Same time, same place. Sounds good to me, Rob.
Love it, Josh, man. Keep up the great work. It's a great story, and we're all rooting for you, bud.
Thank you so much, and thank you guys for your time.
You got it. It's Josh Perro with big things coming up this weekend, starting on Friday, as they take on Herkimer at 2 o'clock at Falcon Park in Auburn, New York, a team that is littered with local players, HVCC baseball. Love it. And how about, did you hear what he said about Jacob Lapham, or Lapham, from Lansingburg?
Yeah, how about that? Wow.
Throwing he's in the 90s.
That's a little scary. That's fast.
You know, remember, it's HVCC. It's a two-year school, right?
Right.
So
yes.
He's got Division I teams that are looking at him to where he might be able to go pitch Division I level the final 2 years of his college career. That's outstanding.
Yeah.
And then the kid from Shaker and Waterford and a lot of locals on that team. Good luck to HVCC.